Welcome to the Space Show. As a child, did you ever dream of traveling in space?
Frankly speaking, of course I did, but not that seriously, just during the watching the animation or a space movie. At the time, I thought about to travel and then flying around space, I think.
What got you interested in science?
I didn't follow all the science track, actually. When I was a child, I wanted to be a president. And then when I was in middle school, I wanted to be a judge. So I seriously considering to go to the law school. And also, I considered to be an opera singer. So even I got an application form from the art high school. But changed my track and I went to the science high school. But it's not because of my passion, but because so many friends of mine want to go to the science high school. So I want to try it with my friends as other teenagers do. Because all the teenagers always follow their own friends and close friends. So they told me science high school is really cool, so they want to go. So I thought, oh my God, I'd better at least try. So I tried, but they give me an admission, so finally I could go to science high school. But that is the point I could pick the track to be an engineer, I think. After that, I realized I'm so interested in engineering things and science things, and then comparing with the other field, it is very interesting, and then it very feels so attractive to that. So after that, I went to the engineering school and college, graduate school, and then finally I became a PhD. So I feel like I don't go there on purpose. I just flow, and I just kind of like, yeah, as the water goes down to the earth and then follow the flow, go to the ocean. Yeah, I felt like my career is like that, yeah.
Do you sing at all now?
Pardon?
Do you sing now?
Yeah, as a hobby, and then sometimes I feel so good or bad, I sang, and then during the undergraduate, I was a vocalist in small band, and still, when I met my friends, and even in the Adelaide with some other faculty members, and we sing and play the guitar, and then we made some kind of music together. Yeah, I love to do that, yeah.
What subjects did you study at KAIST?
At KAIST, until master's, I was in a mechanical engineering department, so I studied about mechanical engineering, but not big, huge machine. I studied about micro machine, always work under the microscope. And then, but I transferred to the biosystems department because my micro machines are for the biology application. So originally, I'm a mechanical engineer, but my machines are used by biologists or a medical doctor in the future, yeah.
And what was your job after graduating with a PhD?
It's very interesting because even before finishing my PhD, I applied to the astronaut program. And thanks to be a final two candidate, to go to the Russia, I should be employer of the KARI, Korea Aerospace Research Institute. So even without job application, I got a job thanks to being an astronaut. So I have a kind of a little unique path to get a job, I think. Yeah.
Now, how did the opportunity for a Korean to fly in space arise?
Korean government had a contract with the Russian space agency, and then Korean government bought a ticket to have one seat in the space capsule and also pay some money to stay in space station for one Korean person. But it's not for the traveling, but for space experiment. So Ministry of Science and Technology, they host the whole program. And then not only for the astronaut, but also for the space experiment, they had a big, huge competition and a selection process. So they picked the 18 experiment and they picked two candidates, and then for 1 year they developed machine and they trained the astronaut, and finally both two things meet each other, and then Korean astronaut would do 18 experiment in the space station.
And did How did you find out about the opportunity? Uh-huh. And did you apply of your own initiative? Mm-hmm. Or did others sort of say, hey, you should apply for this?
It's from wholly my kind of passion and an interest. And not a passion, I think, just curiosity. I just wonder what happened, because we've never had a Korean national at all. So I just wondering how they make a first Korean national. So rather than to be a national, I try to follow their track, what happened inside, just wondering about that. And I read about some articles. Some journalists expect, and then they heard from somewhere, maybe Ministry of Science and Technology will make an astronaut program. So when I read that article, it seems very interesting. So whenever we got an article about space program, I just followed. And then finally, government announced that anybody who has a Korean citizenship and older than 19 years old and healthy enough, they can apply for an astronaut, they said. So I tried, yeah.
Mm. Wow, well done. Now, could you tell us some of the highlights of your astronaut training? Mm-hmm. Most of that was in Star City, wasn't
it? You're right. I've been in Star City in the very first time because of my language weakness. It was really hard because in Russia, there's few people can speak English. Even English is not my language, so talking in English is not easy like in Korean, but Russian is worse than that. So because of the Russian language, I feel so tough. It's a really great challenge among the tough things in GCTC. But later then, I learned language at least to survive, at least to survive in Russia. And it was especially military base. But I've never been in military kind of place at all as a woman and in Korea. So in the very first time, it's very strange to me. And then all the guys look like they doesn't like me at all. Even they hate me, just seems like, even though they don't at all. Because I cannot have any chance to talk or interaction with Russian people. But it's kind of Russian character. They are very, feel a little shy to talk with the strange people, but their reaction is kind of like they hate them. So I could not understand very well. But after for a while, I became almost family member of them. So now I have a really great, sweet memory from them, actually. My highlight is kind of, I realize all the humankind is the same. So even though we have a different culture, different language, but if you do your best and if you are really sincerely consider them, we could realize each other. And then finally, we could be family, I think. Yeah.
And so what were some of the things that your training involved? Mm-hmm. What were some of the things that your training involved?
My training is only for the person who will do a scientific experiment. So different from the pilot guy or different from the flight engineer. So my training was only for 1 year. In general, the guy who navigate or drive, and then they should take a training more than 5 years. So my training was only for the person who in charge of the space experiment. So very limited, and then most of the things are related with the experiment, and then some other things are related with the urgent and then very kind of safety mm-hmm. issues, and then life support systems, and then those kind of things are majority of my training.
Yes, and emergency procedures and
you're
things
right,
like that.
You're right.
Now, you launched into space aboard the Russian Soyuz, mm-hmm. Three-man spacecraft. Mm-hmm. Could you describe that experience?
For me, it's very packed and then so small. Even as a Asian woman, relatively a little smaller than Russian guy, for me, it's very small. So maybe for the tall Russian guy, it's really small. But it's very handy, and then as a engineer, as a point of view of engineer, it's very neat and practical. They don't have any redundancy inside. Of course, as a safety, they have a so huge, much redundancy, but physical volume or some kind of machine and then some kind of hardware, I think is very packed and practical, is my impression. And then Russian engineers are very good at making something happen and working rather than showing. So it's very impressive. And they don't do anything to be shown beautiful. They're just doing everything for safety and then working. So as an engineer, it's very impressive.
Did you get to see the rocket before?
No. I was not a space geek or nerd at all, so I have no idea about rocket. And then I've never thinking about flying in the space at all before flying astronaut. So it was more impressive to me.
Now, what did your crewmates and yourself do mm-hmm. in the 2 days after launch mm-hmm. before you mm-hmm. docked with the mm-hmm. International mm-hmm. Space Station? What do you do in those 2 days?
2 days, commander should be responsible of the navigation and then flying, and then flight engineer should support him, and then I also, whenever they need my help, I should support them. But just surviving is not easy for 2 days, small volume of the Soyuz capsule, and then especially for them, it must be more uncomfortable with the woman crew, because among the guys, three of them, small capsules, and then to do toilet things, and then they can do whatever they want. But if they have a female crew, they should close the hatch when I want to use the toilet, and then they should wait for a while even though they want to use something inside, because it's not just the toilet. So many things are going together in same compartment. So if I'm using toilet, even right beside of toilet, we should have some storage, we should have some machine, but they should wait. So maybe for them it's kind of uncomfortable, as I guess, even though they've never complained, even though they've never talk about that, but as I guess. But they were so supportive, and then they always tried to help me. So thanks to them, I could have a successful mission. Yeah.
So during that 2 days, you could go into the... I point out to people listening that the Soyuz is made of two modules, the orbital module and the command module.
We can go up and down.
And you can go up and down.
You're right.
Now, did you see the space station as you approached? As you came
through the window, you mean?
Yes.
I tried not to see that because my doctor told me I'm so weak in motion sickness, so please try not to see through the window. But I felt that it's really serious for me, so I tried not to see through the window, but very tempting, very tempting. But through the monitor, I could see that.
Now, on the space station, you did scientific experiments. What were some of these? Just one or two, perhaps?
Pardon?
Some of the experiments, just perhaps one or two of the experiments. Uh-huh. I know you did 16.
We have 18, and then I brought thousands of fruit flies to check the biological effect. And also, I brought 4 experiments for the kids. All the experiments in the textbook, science textbook things, and then to show what the zero gravity is and then how zero gravity works like that. And also, we had some Korean food experiment because we've never have a Korean astronaut, so some research institute developed Korean food as a space food. So it was also very exciting and fun. And so many chemical and biology tests also. And one of the interesting thing is I brought several seeds to plant in the space. And then exactly same kit, kids in the school, they have in their school classroom, and then they grow the plant. And I also did it in same time, so we can compare each other. It was really fun, yeah.
What was your feelings as you explored the International Space Station?
It was totally same with the mock-up in training center, but I can fly, so it looks different, and then feel like more bigger, even though we had exactly same size. If you can walk, you feel a little smaller, but if you can fly over other people's, feels more freer, so feels more bigger. It was interesting.
And during that time, did you sleep on the station or back in the Suez?
In the station. Mm. In the station, small cabin. And then kindly Russian guy allowed me to use the small cabin, even though it's not for the short visitor. So I could have my own cabin.
Yes. Now, at the time of your flight, I don't think the cupola had been installed, had it?
No, we couldn't have. But I had an ATM from the European Space Agency, so we could have a big, big volume right beside my cabin.
And did you have a chance to look down on Korea or perhaps even Australia?
Of course. I cannot remember Australia. Maybe I should see Australia, but I always try to see through the window our Korean Peninsula, but it was not easy because of the climate and then geographical place, and then always Korean Peninsula is covered by cloud. Mm. So it's very famous among the astronauts. They always told me, yeah, even though you stayed there 2 months, sometimes you cannot see Korean Peninsula at all because your country is always covered by cloud. But luckily I could see maybe 2-3 times. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. And is your space experience being used to promote interest in science by mm-hmm. Korean children?
Yeah, of course. So many kids are interested in science and space things, and then I feel so happy whenever I met those kind of situation. And then so many kids love to be an astronaut, so I don't know whether they can do or not. And hopefully my flight and my activity can support other space activity like a satellite or a launch vehicle. So I'm doing my best to support those kind of activities.
Well, thank you for joining us on the space show.
Welcome. Thank you.